Tennessee is on the verge of placing its first new restrictions on women seeking abortions in nearly two decades. Lawmakers in the state House of Representatives voted yesterday to impose a 48-hour waiting period and to require women to hear a mandatory warning before an abortion. The House also voted to make all facilities that provide more than 50 abortions a year submit to stringent inspection standards. Jonesboro Republican Matthew Hill said Tennesseans showed they approved of the regulations by voting last fall for a measure known as Amendment 1, which stripped abortion rights from the state constitution.
This legislation fulfills a promise that we made to the voters of Tennessee that if they passed Amendment 1, that this is exactly what we would do.
The regulations have already cleared the state Senate, and Governor Bill Haslam has indicated he supports the rules. Opposition has come from Democrats who say the regulations will make abortions harder to get. The rules could also make abortions less safe, opponents say, by requiring women to wait unnecessarily before going through procedures. For National Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.